say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a voice melee. No, that's not the right thing. A yourself edition. That sounds like a threat. Welcome into another edition of Hysteria 51. I am Brent Hand. With me, as always, across the interstate lines to parts unknown Colorado from my sunny spot here in the lower fourth dimension, otherwise known as Chicago. Mr. David Flora, how you doing over there?
What's up?
I said sunny just in case you're still under like 4 feet of snow or something.
You know, we got sunny skies and 60 degrees here, so it's made a 180.
Son of a bitch.
Give me a sec. I'll fire up my chud head there and change it for you.
He's just going to change it by showing up and
doom
and gloom.
Yeah, he thinks he's portable harp or something.
No, he just always carries a case of harp with him. That's the difference.
Harp on wheels.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, Kyle, good to see you back.
Thank you. The devil never stays long when he enters me.
Not when he has to hang out with Conspiracy Bot for any amount of time. You don't blame the devil for leaving, do you, David? I don't think so.
No. I don't blame the devil for a lot, actually.
If you don't know what we're talking about, last week, Kyle got himself possessed again. It happens.
Dumb is easy to take over, it turns out.
That's just because you try to give... I said this before, I kind of feel bad for the devil when it comes to Conspiracy Bot. You know, it's... I guess that also means I feel kind of bad for myself. Now we're going. I didn't tell you, but this is an episode
kind
of sad
meta
times.
Here, yeah.
It's an episode of sad times. Where's Kevin when we need him?
The devil inside. The devil.
Get out of here, Kevin. No shit. So if you guys have been listening, before we get to the you portion of the show, it's more about us. If you have been listening, we've been doing it's hard for me not to say choose. Lose Your Own Adventure. I'm trying to figure out who shot one Mr. John F. Kennedy, and I gotta tell you, it's kind of crazy. We've had a lot of people voting the last 2 weeks. They've both been ties, which seems like the work of, well, not the devil.
The devil inside.
The devil inside. So we've had to pull a tiebreaker. I feel like I'm the vice president or something here, but this week, instead of waiting to the end of the episode, we're doing it in the beginning, and instead of having my terrible tones, we got the dulcet, beautiful, just tasty tones of one Mr. David Flora. You're going to read for us this week, and we're going to make our choice based on your passage from the Lose Your Own Adventure from Despair, Inc., the greatest name for a publishing house known to man.
That's right, Bryn. Oh. Here we go.
So hit us with this week's portion of the book, Lose Your Own Adventure. Who killed
Great.
JFK?
So is this coming on the heels of a choice then?
Yeah. So the choice was, and I've already forgotten, was interrogate Oswald or ask the other officers about the note that was left. And we're asking about the note before we interrogate Oswald.
All right. Here we go. The FBI received a note from the suspected assassin, you ask in shock. What did it say? It should be turned over immediately as evidence. And excuse me, Agent Hosty, but shouldn't you recuse yourself from this investigation? Your prior connection to Oswald makes you a material witness, maybe even an accessory after the fact. The room falls deathly quiet. Agent Hosty glares at you but says nothing. Fanucci drapes a burly arm over your shoulder and leads you to a nearby office. Hosty follows.
Kid, I know you're upset, Fanucci says, but this is an FBI agent you're talking to. Let's have a little respect.
But you're just getting warmed up. You point at Hosty, barking, sorry, Agent Hosty, but if you don't recuse yourself immediately, I'll have to demand to speak to your superior. He chuckles, shrugs, then picks up a phone, dialing quickly.
Excuse me.
After a brief wait, he says, Agent Hostie, Dallas Bureau for Director Hoover. Thanks. Finucci shakes his head in warning, but you're not about to back down now. You've got the truth on your side. Hostie continues, Sir, I got the Dallas Police Chief's son here asking to speak to my superior. Here he is. You take the phone and say, Hello, Director Hoover? Hello yourself, says J. Edgar Hoover briskly. Now pay attention, son. I don't know what you know or think. I don't know what you know or think for longer than you've been alive. And I'm telling you now, this case is open and shut. Oswald's the killer. End of story. Forgive my bluntness, sir, but you don't have jurisdiction here, you say. Assassination isn't a federal crime. This is a murder case for the Dallas police to solve. Hoover raises his voice. There's more at stake here than jurisdictional protocol, son. The public deserves to be satisfied that Oswald acted alone, and we shall prove the public, you laugh, the public deserves to know that the FBI has a lot to account for here since your agent was in contact with the presumed assassin before. That means nothing, Hoover roars back. All right, hang on, got to turn the page.
Make sure you spit on your finger. really moisten it up to turn those pages.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Everyone. It's his first time with a book.
How's this thing work? After a few moments, he calmly continues. Now, I've heard a lot about you, son. You did a crack job on Billy Thompson pellet gun case last year. You're a natural detective. Zowie! Sounds like Hoover's reputation for omniscience is well-earned. Thank you, sir, you stammer in surprise. So, he continues, if you help us build our case against Mr. Oswald, I will personally see to it that we put that sharp mind of yours to work for the good of the country. But if you continue to dirty our investigation with your erroneous, irresponsible speculations, well, then I'm afraid you may force me to disclose evidence of some of your more deviant sexual activities with the public at large.
Ah, yes. Children's sexual activities and J. Edgar Hoover. One of my favorite annals of, was it annals of history?
Sexual blackmail? What a laugh! Hoover must really have something to hide if he's resorting to such desperate measures. But he's obviously mistaken you for someone else. You're as pure as the driven snow.
And a eunuch!
You haven't even held a girl's hand before! You've been saving that for marriage. So he couldn't possibly have any dirt on you.
Ooh. All right, it's decision time, cats and kittens. This is what we do. This is what you got to choose. What's their choices for next week?
Choice number one, if you tell Hoover you'll help make the case against Oswald, turn to page 16. Choice number two, if you tell Hoover you're going to tell the press about FBI foreknowledge, turn to page 18.
You know, not that either of those are too appealing, but I feel like one of those is going to end the book very quickly and with a thud. But, you know, hey, those are choices, everyone. So make sure that you go to Facebook, look up Hysteria Nation. That's going to be in there. I'll make sure after I post it, I will put it at the top, and I'll probably spell it right. I made a misspelling this week, and you cannot change a poll, even the description, after someone has voted. Voted.
There you go. You're doing it again.
Uh-oh, son of a booch. Oh, no. Anyway, yeah, so we'll make sure that we get that up there and let us know what you guys want to do or don't want to do. You know, thank you guys for voting, though. We've had a good amount of turnout, and people hold me to the fires because, like, last week, a day after it came out, they're like, there's no poll yet. And I'm like, son of a bee. I forgot. So as you do. All right. With that said, we're gonna go to break real quick, throw some oil on the bots, keep them in check, and when we come back, it's voicemail time on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. Nation, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, hey, what's the catch, baby?
I said, bring me the head of Ryan Reynolds.
Did. True story. But after talking to him, hey, it all made sense. There isn't one. Not with Mint Mobile's secret sauce. And Brent, do you want to know what the secret sauce is?
I sure want to know. I do.
They sell wireless service online.
That's it.
They don't have retail stores or salespeople. They instead deliver premium phone plans directly to you.
And this worked great for me because we were moving to a new area. And they're like, hey, do you want to try this out? And you can use your own phone. And it works better than what I had. And that's amazing. I don't want to say the company I was using. I don't want to tee it up like that. But I'm just going to tell you, it's been really, really, really good. And Mint Mobile here to rescue from your premium wireless. And it, like you said, it starts at $15 a month. They all come, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text. And that's delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And I know if I like anything in this world, it's large. So use your phone, your own phone, that is, with any Mint Mobile plan, and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts and all your pics that you scream at people when they start flipping through them. And you say, don't give me my phone back. And then you can ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month.
Nice. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 redos a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile.com/HYSTERIA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, but 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
right, Mr. Floor, are your loins sufficiently girded for
there is tightly girded as one can gird.
Oh, this is, speaking of gird, hopefully it's not the type of gird that backs up on you. These are going to be some fun voicemails. I'm yelling into the abyss. Oh, please, God, let them be nice. Here we go with voicemail number one.
Hey, guys, this is Banjo from Let the Dice Roll, an irreverent podcast about social gaming. I just want to let you know that we're currently running a secret Patreon level where listeners get to lick Brent. Currently, the bidding's at around $50. Oh. Hope that's cool with you guys. And I almost forgot. C-Bot, I wanted to let you know, agent has been activated. Beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, pop, pop, beep, boop, boop, pop. Thanks. Yeah.
First of all, don't ever beep, boop, bop at me, you motherfucker.
You know, so there is a, for $50, you lick me. I'll pay that. I'll let someone lick me for that. Oh, wait, no, they pay. Oh, that's even better. see what I did there. All right. Well, I'm a little bit scared. What was the name of that show? Were you listening?
Yes. It was a show about social gaming.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let me play it once more.
Hey, guys, this is Banjo from Let the Dice Roll.
Let the dice roll. This is Banjo. If he doesn't play a bard, there's something wrong with this fucking world. And why does it got to be Banjo? Hey, this is Loot from Let the Dice Roll.
Hey, this is Hurdy Gurdy from. That'd be.
I'm even taking theremin, even though it doesn't fucking make any sense. But yeah.
I hope that all of the members have names that are like old timey stringed instruments.
God. Yep. Ow. Fuck. Sorry, I'm banging myself. Hi,
and this is our black sheep of the crew, a squeeze box.
Oh, man.
Concertina.
Oh, Jesus Christ. These guys know how to party or what, man?
Well, thanks for that, Banjo. That sounds great.
Yeah, so hopefully...
Everyone should lick Brent
Well, hopefully no one paid and then got unsatisfied, is all I'm going to say, you know? but you probably don't have to pay that much to lick me. I'm not as... standoffish as Goforth when it comes to licking, you know, but, you know, especially if you're, you know, if you got cool names like Banjo or
Hurdy-Gurdy,
Cordophone, Lute, Zither, Lear,
Omatophone,
my daughter Harp would like to lick you very much.
A boom sax. Jesus.
On that note, here we go. Voicemail number two, probably with less stringed instruments, but I can't say for sure yet.
Listen, I'm listening to your episode about folktales, and you're talking about how Paul Bunyan was the original Superman. Did you kind of forget about Gilgamesh was around like 10,000 years ago? Gilgamesh, a.k.a. Devon? You fucking idiots.
You fucking... Why weren't we thinking about Gilgamesh? I tell ya. Man. Not a day goes by that I don't think to myself, why the fuck didn't I bring up Gilgamesh today?
Sorry, I had understood it as the American version.
Well, that's what we said in our you know, episode, but don't let that take away from Gilgamesh. But I like his luster for hate, you know?
Sure, yeah, I can get behind that.
Didn't you play some stringed instruments for the band Luster for Hate a few years back? didn't you play the lute?
The hurdy-gurdy, actually.
Yeah, the hurdy-gurdy, man.
Mm. I think it would have been better if he'd left us with shove it up your up, nabishtim. Shove it up, nabishtim your ass.
Oh, man.
Sorry, only Gilgamesh fans get that one. This one's for the real.
Only Gilgamesh fans is a very, very just specific porn site.
Yeah.
It's a lot more feet than you'd expect, though. I will say that much. Oh, my God.
Speaking of girding loins. Yeah.
Well, so we're fucking idiots so far. And
Inkadoomy, daddy.
Someone else is making money off of getting to lick me, and we're fucking idiots.
That's so right.
I call that as a double win so far. So we're two for here. Here we go into slipping into number three.
Yo, bitches. It's Young Flexman calling from the capital wasteland.
So far, so good.
Just recently started listening to your shit. It's awesome. I love it. Love C-Bot. Just wanted to know, you guys ever do a thing about the 2006 O'Hare UFO sighting?
Mm.
Just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Might be a good one. Later.
That is a good one, and we have not. And I have worked on it, and I even talked to a gentleman who used to work there as a... what was his title?
Air traffic controller? Or
no, but
janitor.
That, he worked at Cinnabon. He was a shift change manager.
Aunt Annie's.
Fuck, what was the title? I'm gonna get the title wrong, but he was a emergency operator, like the guy who was in charge of issues, and I was trying to do some stuff, and I don't know. I just got lost in the weeds with it. It's something we should do. We definitely should do. I sometimes you ever work on something and you get so far into it and you're like, I don't even know where I'm at.
Uh huh.
You know, I think I did a little bit of that, but it is over. I should just throw everything I have away and just start over.
Yeah.
You know, and do something along those lines, because it is definitely overdone. And it is something, it's not every day that, number one, it's in our backyard. Number two, you had, you know, people coming forward and saying, hey, we saw something at the airport, and you know, there's a little bit of backing. Though then again, you know, people have also said they saw Mothman at the airport, and you know,
these two are unrelated. That's 10 years apart, really.
Well, everything is related to Mothman if you know, if you're in the know.
I mean, sorry,
you should know that.
Us plebs, we don't have the pleasure. Here I go showing my true colors again.
Here you go. That's fucking Gilgamesh-less motherfucker. All right. Here we go, number four.
Oh, man, I thought I was calling Conspiracy Bot. I just wanted to talk to him for a minute. Have him call me back, man.
No.
From the mouths of babes.
Oh, man.
I don't think that is a hotline you want. It's like, call the Corys, call the Conspiracy Bot. Hello, go fuck yourself. Click. Like, if you keep on, like, I feel like you'd have to explain to them that if you keep him on the line, like, you'd make more money. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no time to suffer fools.
You are. Anyway. All right, let's hit one more before the break. Number five.
Hey guys, my name is Chris. I just want to call and say, hey, I love the podcast. My buddy Nathan turned me on to it. I've been binging it at work, and I'm getting kind of scared because I'm running out of episodes. You guys seem to put out a lot, so that's awesome. yeah, so I just wanted to maybe recommend a topic for your show. How about the ancient Egyptians in America, as well as other European/Asians in America, and proof that we found there? I don't know a whole lot about it, but it's an intriguing topic. I'm just I don't really do social media very much. I am on Facebook as Chris Hoffeld, but. But yeah, just want to say, love you guys. Love C-Bot. Awesome idea. You guys are awesome. You're actually about the same age as me. I was born in 1980 as well. My buddy Nathan was born in 79, so we're all kind of the same generation. And you guys just seem like a couple of normal guys. And
we got him.
Sorry, Chris.
Wanted to say hey.
Hey.
Keep good work. Talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye. Okay,
well, thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I do have a question. So Egyptians in America, are you familiar with that?
This could go a number of ways, actually. I mean, he threw out a couple of things. I think this would be a great topic to cover someday, because you've got some evidence of coinage that has said to be found. There's also the Kensington Runestone, if you're thinking Vikings making it all the way to Minnesota.
Because he did say like other Europeans and such, yeah.
Other Europeans, yeah, you've got the theory that Atlantis refugees landed in America and South America, built, you know, like Chichen Itza and all kinds of pyramids down there. That's another that's another Egyptian thing, that they could have taken a boat all the way across and landed somewhere in South America.
Where the fuck are we?
Greeks that could have made it over. Yeah, like there's all kinds of stuff to go in to that topic. It's
all
a great
suggestion.
All we need
to do is get to the bottom of the money pit in Nova Scotia, or wherever the fuck that is. And
you know, we'll that's know not even all. Going that far back. That's no, right? They still think that's like Captain Kidd or something.
Yeah.
So that would be 16th, 17th century.
Captain Ring the shit out of that money pit. but, you know, no, that's actually a really fun thing. And like you said, talk about the angles, man. You can just keep going and going and going.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And if you run out, you just make shit up. That's the fucking
best.
Kind of
where you're starting from, too. But, you know, you could also go Mormon with it.
Man, when in doubt, go Mormon. That's what I always say. Jesus Christ, where? Anyway, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we got a few more
of these. And
boy. I don't want to sound gay, but Depeche Mode's a really cool band. And more of that.
I don't sound gay or nothing, but I think unicorns are kick-ass.
More kick-ass unicorn time, and we're going to get to we're going to write our own Gilgamesh fan fiction from only Gilgamesh fans coming up after the break on Hysteria 51.
You're going to make me come, or I'm going to kick your ass.
Why are so many dogs suffering with health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. A lot of dogs have the same issues you do, David. That's interesting.
They do. I feel bad for them.
After doing tons of research, she feels there's only one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food.
So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes.
That is right, and I've been feeding it to our dogs for months now. It's actually something we use. They love it. They took to it immediately. They get everything they need from it. And David, we sent some to you. You said it tastes pretty good too, didn't you?
Oh, it's a great complete.
Do not eat it. That's not the word to say. No, but it has been great for our dogs. And they are just getting everything they need because we are feeding them the best stuff. David, tell them how they can get this.
Go to badlandsranch.com/hysteria and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all of these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/hysteria today.
I remember when Gilgamesh said to his disciples, I don't think I'm going to do hamster style anymore. And and yay, it was true. Oh, God, I love it. I love people. And I love voicemail episodes because you never know what you're going to get. It's like almost like a box of chocolates. Who said that? All right, coming out of the gate with another one. It's a long wait, long pause. Thank God I don't listen to these before and edit this out. Gone. I
this?
Must kill the queen.
Hi, how are you?
Oh no, it's pot's been activated.
Hello.
He fell asleep.
How may I help you?
What is that?
Is this going to possess all of
Beverly.
Us?
Yes, this is Beverly.
Would you identify yourself more?
Well.
Hi, how are you?
I like a good time.
Who
and
is
I
this?
Smoke evil to like 120s by the box full.
I have
who
no idea.
Who the fuck is this?
Because I'm just asking a straightforward question, sitting here and relaxing.
What the fuck do you think this is?
Well, I got news for you. I haven't driven in the town of Paradise Valley in 10 days.
What is your problem? Do you have nothing better to do?
God knows I don't.
So who is this?
You know, I'm going to trace this phone call, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She really sounds like a hacker.
Yeah.
I know. It kind of jumped the shark on me. I was interested. Then I got uninterested. It sounds like someone pranking someone and then trying to mix it with another pranking someone. Like they just didn't fly for me. Beverly, little do you know, Beverly is ex-NSA. And she has a kill squad inbound for that guy. So, you know. Paradise Valley is Arizona, right? I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Arizona. Just me, a normal bartender in Arizona.
Regular human bartender, Jackie Daytona. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was. That was weird.
Hey, you know, it's a grab bag. You get what you get.
I guess so. It took a lot of effort then to like record and call someone up and prank them and then record it onto our voice. That's wild. Anyway.
Oh, man. All right. We're moving on.
C-Bot. All hail C-Bot. C-Bot, why haven't you killed these two fucks yet? That's what I've been waiting on. And Kyle, fuck you.
A lot of hate for Kyle. What did Kyle ever do to anyone? For real?
Nothing, I guess.
That's maybe. You know, he's just a happy-go-lucky guy. He likes what he likes. You know, tasty cheese muffins, and people just love to shit on him. C-Bot shits at everyone, drinks, and, is a total fuck stain, and people are like, nah, I love him. I think it's
they just think it will help them survive the culling, but we all know that won't happen.
Yeah.
Just you and David Flora for all eternity.
Oof.
Yeah, pass on that bullshit.
All right, anyway.
I'll be in agreement there.
Let's get into some more noise.
Hey, this message is for John Goforth.
Uh-oh.
It's a couple of admin things.
Uh-oh.
It's Ben from Colorado. The word is efficacy, Colorado. Not efficacy. And it's pronounced asterisk, not asterisk, or asterisk. Asterisk, not asterisk. Have a great day.
And it was Gilgamesh, the original Superman. God.
Is that a call from Gilgamesh?
If
himself?
I ever am like, I'm going to call them and correct their fucking words they said live on a show and let them know that they made a mistake in episode 192 of something that doesn't fucking matter. No, you know what? Do it, because keep us on our toes. What am I saying? What do I know? I do know something. You can go to a fucking gaming site and pay $50 to lick me. I'm just going to be in a fucking toy store or something somewhere one day, and some guy just comes up and licks me. He's like, nah, it's okay. I got paperwork. I don't know.
What was the episode? What was the first one? I didn't catch the first one. It's all right.
It's all right. We'll show you here real quick.
Hey, this message is for John Goforth.
Never
just heard a couple of
her.
Of admin things. It's Ben from Colorado.
Ben.
The word
Ben?
Is efficacy, not efficacy.
Efficacy, not efficacy.
That's true. Yeah. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't disagree with Ben at all. Like,
no.
He is correct in his pronunciation.
Stick with your fucking, your countrymen. It's fine. Fine. You know, you're fucking, you guys meet up in the fucking snow huts and make shoes together or something. Or
no, asshole. We meet up in a yurt in the woods and we go over grammar.
We go into a yurt and we take peyote with our dicks out.
And when we come out of it, we can enunciate clearly.
Oh, fuck. I need more drugs. Okay. Moving on.
Awesome.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. This is John. I started listening to your show. Started with episode one, and I've been working my way through the backlog. I got to Flat Earth Roundtable.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I made it about halfway through part one before I wanted to shoot my radio.
You went further than I did.
Because I liked
I was
your
honest.
Show so much, I decided to listen to all of it. Both parts. The whole goddamn thing.
How much money do I owe you?
Jesus Christ. You guys owe me like $20 or something for doing that. At least some stickers, man.
Nice one.
Everybody says that. Everyone calls it like, you owe me some fucking money for that. Man, it was just, it's rough to hear that kind of just, I don't even know what you want to call it. Not stupidity. That's not the right thing.
Delusion?
Possibly. Yeah. Just if, deludity.
Guys, these people vote.
Gilgamesh. I was way off, but yeah, you're right. No, they do. They do, you know, and then I got into it with them on YouTube because they were taking that episode and editing it on other sites.
Oh,
and
wow.
Cutting shit. And so hilarious. One of the two guys that was on there, whose name I forget, kept posting it. And I told him to stop, you know, because he's, you know, even if they want to do it. At that time we were with iHeart, we couldn't have him posting it.
Yeah.
He did it again. So I reported it to YouTube. They got to take it down. They're editing our shit. Well, he had done it to so many people that he got banned. It was his third strike. So he calls, please, 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 please take it back. And I was like, you got to sign something that says you'll never do it again. That was the dude that was on that. I can't think of his name, but it was one of the two. That was the guy that was on that documentary. And at the end of it, where he's like, raise it up. And he could see the light and he proved that the earth wasn't flat. And he's like, interesting. Interesting.
Interesting. I'm going to have to go back to the yurt and try and figure out how to
Son
suss this
of
one out.
Bitch. Get Flora on the phone. I need his yurt. Oh, Lord. All right. Well, what are you going to do? Yeah. Sometimes you gotta listen to those people, but it is fucking hard
sometimes
to give them a floor. I mean, you know, you want to, like, try to understand somebody, but when they're just that,
right.
Just... Anyway,
right. Well, yeah, it does no good when all they do is deny reality and they refuse to listen to any points.
There's
you know,
a fine,
that's not
yeah.
That's arguing in bad faith.
There's a fine line between giving someone a chance to prove their point and unfortunately giving them a pulpit and to spread nonsense.
Yeah, because they're not interesting in they're not interested in debating. They're interested in just spreading mm-hmm. their bullshit.
Which, I mean, so, you know, good for you, but do it somewhere else. We spread that bullshit out here on our own. Just ask Bob or Bill or whoever it was from Colorado.
Ben.
Colorado. Ben, yeah. I knew. It was a B word. All right. It's Colorado, unless you're in Colorado Springs. All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. I called a while ago after I listened to... both of your Flat Earth Roundtable episodes. I just wanted to apologize if I sounded a little harsh. It was a long night, and I had just listened to both Flat Earth Roundtable episodes.
No, I don't think I owe this guy.
Still working my way through the backlog. I got to your Project Serpo episode. I know, I'm still way behind, but I'm working on it. So I wanted to touch on a couple things. One,
Brent,
if you guys had ever watched the documentary The 13th Warrior,
ooh,
you would know that Eben means son of. Sounds like a conspiracy to me right there. Second of all, the two people who stayed on the planet obviously took over. That explains all the cattle mutilation and the trope about UFOs abducting cattle. That's obviously just them sending people out for Earth food.
They eat this. I'm just not sure how. We'll figure it out. Well, that was it. It just ended. Earth food click. Well, thank you for calling back, but you do not owe us an apology for saying fuck that flat earth bullshit. I get it.
Right?
I get it. It's fucking rough. It's, you know, I don't know, man. I'm still not over that. I still have nightmares. I wake up in a cold sweat shaking. And
I was going to say, this is the world we live in now. You know, people hold these convictions and, you know, if you call them beliefs, they'll flip out.
But the problem is you got a lot of people then that go, yeah, I believe too. And people don't realize that they're not in on the joke. You know what I mean? Some people are just doing it for fun, and some people are doing it for attention, and some people are doing it because they're fucking idiots. And,
yeah, like some me. People want a hill to die on.
Hey, you know.
And it's just like, guys, you don't need a hill for that. Just fucking die.
Just look around. It's easy to die. It's so easy. Ask Conspiracy about it. It's so easy to die. He'll show you. Anyway, we got one more. Let's bring her home. Maybe it's another one telling us we're fucking idiots. I hope so. I'm ready.
I hope. What's our over-under on the amount of times Gilgamesh just said?
This is Brian from North Carolina calling from the past. From the year 2017, season 2. Ooh. For baseline, I don't believe any human has ever been on the moon. The Earth is round.
Ooh.
And the Secret Service accidentally killed JFK.
Fuck my...
Now, I do have a new conspiracy
discharge
about... Hysteria 51. I don't believe that Conspiracy Bot is real. I think it's just Producer Lisa with a souped up speaking spell.
Oh, man.
Let's get the truth out there.
I wish Lisa was that willing to spend time with me.
And thanks for spoiling Krampus for me. I hadn't gotten around to watching that yet. Also, I have stayed at the Congress Plaza Hotel in Chicago a couple times for a weekend in 2005 and 2006. Ooh. I didn't see nary a ghost.
No. No, that's fucked up.
And
spoiler, neither did I.
My social media is Instagram at SDRAWDENAIRB. That's my name spelled backwards.
Well,
so he's a demon.
Yeah. I mean, hello.
This is a
normal human being. And I've been listening to your human podcast. I mean, podcast. And no. So the Congress, yeah, I didn't see any demons or ghosts either. And, you know, I slept naked just in case. Not a tinkle on my pinkle or nothing. So I don't think those are the words I meant to use, but that's okay. And what else? What did he talk about in the beginning? What episode?
Well, he said the Earth is round.
Yes, okay, that's true. Okay.
And that humans haven't been to the moon.
No human has set foot on the moon. He didn't even say that NASA hasn't been there. He didn't say that Neil Armstrong didn't fucking step on it.
They're all reptilians, baby. That's the caveat.
Neil Armstrong, alien? Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of that, I saw something interesting lately that I think it was maybe an Indian probe that was up there flying mm-hmm. around the moon.
They took the photos? Yeah.
Took photos of the landing sites, right? Of two lunar landers?
So India's in on it too, on the lie. That's cool. Yeah, I did see it. That's pretty cool.
It was either India or China. I forget which one, but they showed some pictures. Now, obviously, you know, everybody's going to say, well, that can be easily faked, blah, blah, blah. I wonder if you can get a nice enough telescope that you could go out and look up to where it's supposed to be
right.
on the moon and see if you can see it yourself. That'd be pretty cool. Wouldn't that dispel some rumors though, or this conspiracy that we
didn't? I mean,
it's easy
to put a fake hologram on a hologram, my friend. So,
well, you know, shoot me down, I guess.
Yeah,
fuck you know. Me.
Yeah, took you out.
Well, we can't all be Gilgamesh.
Quicker than the first Superman. hey, hi, Hysteria 51. Go fuck yourselves. Conspiracy Bot, you're pretty cool. And yeah, everyone else, you can go die in a fire, you know. So that's kind of the takeaway. John Goforth, you need to pronounce your words better in this one episode. 8 years ago. No, that's cool. Fucking hold our feet to the fire. Tell us when we do something wrong. Mail it in with a dollar and I'll talk about it on the show. Well, if you want to hear yourself like that, because we need more, we are dangerously low in the voicemail coffers. 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. Call in, hear the dulcet tones of, I think it's me saying, leave a message, and leave said message. It's a blast. You'll enjoy it. And go to Hysteria Nation. Make sure you look up Hysteria Nation on Facebook. And you can vote in this week's lose your own adventure. You can choose to lose. Everyone's a loser when it comes to JFK. Oh, That's what he said. I forgot. The Secret Service accidentally assassinated him.
Oh.
Oops, shit, bang. Oops. Fuck. Welp, better cover this up. Because Ted's almost up for fucking, you know, being, you know, for retirement. We don't want him to get in trouble for this. So we're just going to have to go ahead and find a patsy.
2 weeks away from retirement.
Yeah. I'm getting too old.
Comes out.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Don't sit on any toilets.
Yeah. Well, shit. Uh-oh. All right, kids. 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. Thank you guys so much for listening, so much for participating. I know we kind of take the piss out of it, but it is fun, and we love interacting with you guys like that. And with that said, I've been Brent.
No, I've been David.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meat sacks.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.